PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
For you from Hats for You.
Great! Can you open it for me?
I think it's gonna be a little too big.
No, it won't. The catalog said one size fits all.
Okay.
No, wait a minute! No!
Whoa. What a dream. I dreamt I was really small. And because I was so small, everything else seemed really big. My hat, my cat, even my slippers were big enough to be boats. Whew. I guess things look big or small depending upon how big or small you are. Take this crayon, for example. It's exactly the right size. But imagine if I were only a few inches high. Well, the crayon would be too big. I couldn't even write my name. Things look different when you're small. That's because when your size changes, so does your perspective or your point of view. Imagine if you were really small. What would look really big to you?
If I was this small, the grass would be like the forest.
A moth would eat me.
A basketball would be like a hot air balloon.
An apple would be like a bowling ball.
A watermelon would look like a football stadium.
My cat would be like a lion.
And then I'd be chasing around the whole house trying to get away from it.
I would be able to slide down a mountain of vanilla ice cream.
If I was really small, I'd swim in a glass of water.
I'd use a big cotton ball as a pillow.
I'd have to wear Barbie doll's clothes, and they'd itch in me inside because they have that Velcro in it.
It's fun to imagine how things would look if you were really small. But all of these thoughts are keeping me awake. I need a nice, quiet book that's not about size to put me back to sleep.
Gulliver's Travels, it's a great story, but it's all about size. Jack and the Beanstalk, same deal. Truth is, I like books about size. So I've got a bunch of them. Perfect. This is a story about two lizards who are very, very small. Well, it's not that they're so small exactly. It's just that they look small compared to all the other guests at Hotel Animal.
Hotel Animal. Story and pictures by Keith Duquette. Read by John Cunningham. Camille and Leon Lizardo owned the local insect market. They worked long and tiring hours selling bugs and flies to their fellow reptiles.
This is lovely.
They could barely keep up the pace. So they decided it was time for a vacation. They drove and drove and finally came to a sign for the Hotel Animal, the favorite vacation spot for animals from around the world. The Hotel Animal was big. They had to strain their little necks to see the top. The hotel lobby was abuzz with activity. All sorts of large guests were relaxing. Camille and Leon stood in awe. They felt very small. But this was the Hotel Animal, and they were animals just like the other guests.
Hello there.
They were warmly greeted by Tomas, the hotel owner. After a long climb up the stairs, they had to climb even higher just to put the key into the door. Their room was very nice to look at, but much too big. They put on their bathing suits and went to the pool for a swim. They were really beginning to relax. Suddenly, an enormous hippo jumped into the water with a great splash and sent Camille and Leon flying. The little couple landed on top of a sunbathing guest. When they went down to the hotel restaurant for some nice food, they found it was not nice at all. There were no insects listed on the menu. To make matters worse, the other diners were shocked by the lizard's table manners.
Well, I never.
Yeah.
This vacation was turning out to be no fun at all. That night, they put on their finest clothes and went to a party in the hotel ballroom. Camille and Leon did their favorite dance, the jitterbug. Finally, they were having fun! But all of a sudden, the dance floor was crowded with guests who danced rumbas and waltzes and separated little Camille from tiny Leon. A ribbon from a balloon tangled around Camille's waist and lifted her off the floor. She yelled,
"Leon!"
as loud as she could, but no one heard. She rose higher and higher above the dancing crowd. Everyone looked so small, but Leon was by far the smallest. Up and up Camille went until she heard a loud pop. Way above the dance floor, Camille held on for dear life. She pulled herself with all of her strength through a tiny hole in the ceiling. Camille sat all alone in the dark attic. She might have been very little, but her fear was very big. After a while, she bravely explored the attic. To her surprise, she found a beautiful house. If only the Hotel Animal were like this, she thought. She cried herself to sleep in a bed that fit her just right. Meanwhile, back downstairs, everyone pitched in to find the missing guest, but she was nowhere to be seen. There was one final place to look. A dark place. It was a place that even Tomas, big Tomas, was frightened of. They went through a trap door into the attic. The creaking noises of the old attic floor woke Camille from her sleep. She hid under the covers. Then she heard a tiny voice call, "Camille!" It was Leon! They were together again. Tomas watched the happy couple in the little dollhouse. He remembered this old dollhouse and how much fun he had had playing with it when he was a cub. "Wouldn't it be the perfect place for a vacation?" Camille said to Leon. This gave Tomas a great idea. He lifted the dollhouse from the attic floor and carefully carried it down to the hotel lobby. He found a little piece of wood and painted a sign that read, "Hotel Animal 2. Now, whether big or small, all the animals of the world can have a grand vacation by checking into the Hotel Animal or the Hotel Animal 2.
The lizards found a place that was just right for them. It was like the Hotel Animal, only smaller, a scaled-down version. When you scale things down or up, you need one important tool: mathematical know-how. Once you know math, you can build things to any size you want. These little toy automobiles are called matchbox cars. They're just like real cars, only miniatures, exactly the right size for kids to play with. They're made by a team of experts who mix math and mechanics to make miniatures.
Okay, guys, look, we've got one car to pick for this line for next year. Now, what's it gonna be?
If it's new and it's cool, we wanna make a matchbox car that looks just like it.
So what do you guys think we ought to do?
Richie, we've given it lots of thought, and we think that the Camaro Z28 is the way to go for the last car in the line. And then after we decide which ones we're going to make, then we try and get lots of information on the car so we can figure out how can we take that car and how can we scale that car down to something really small like a little matchbox car.
To scale something down, you need to know its exact measurements. So the matchbox designers start by examining the real car. They gather detailed information about it and take photos so they can make a precise copy or model. The designers then use this information to create a mathematically correct drawing.
This is a technical drawing, or a control drawing, as some people call it. And what the model builder will be doing is using this to actually sculpt out a replica of the original Z28 car. Now, this particular drawing is 3 times up the actual size of a matchbox car.
The drawing has to be exact. The designers use it to make 2 different sized models. The designers start with the full-size car and then make the first model, which they use to plan all the details for the matchbox car. Then the model is scaled down 3 times to the size of a matchbox car. It has all the original details of the real full-size automobile, but it's 63 times smaller. When the technical drawing is complete, it goes to the model shop.
Craig.
Yes.
This is the control drawing for the Camaro.
Where Craig will create the model according to the drawing's measurements. The model is carved out of a block of resin, a strong rubber-like material. Craig traces the car's shape using a plastic stencil or template. This will guide him when he carves on the milling machine. He moves the machine as close to the tracing lines as possible. Inch by inch, detail by detail, Craig carves out the shape of the Camaro. Now, it needs some finishing touches.
I do the fine detail work by hand. I use a small hand tool. It sounds kind of like a dentist drill. It's a slow process, but it's a very exact process because you're carving it out basically thousandths by thousandths of an inch at a time.
Now that everything on the model is right, it's time to make the smaller model that will be matchbox size. Paula operates the pantograph machine, which makes a copy of the first model that is exactly 3 times smaller.
As I move over the shape of the larger pattern, I make a smaller model. This machine is very similar to the one that locksmiths use. Their machine copies keys, my machine makes models. It's just like tracing. I'm constantly watching the pattern and the model.
Now that the miniature model is the right size, a sample car will be made to show everyone what the final matchbox car will look like. The sample is created by making a mold that's hollow, with room for windows and wheels and doors. Of course, the sample gets painted. And all the parts are added in. Now the sample goes back to the production team for final approval.
Hey, guys, look what I have.
AJ, excellent.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Is this the pre-production sample of the new Camaro?
Looks great, doesn't it?
Nice? Yeah.
Once the sample is approved, millions of Matchbox cars will be made so millions of kids can have their own miniature Camaros.
Well, I too have been building something, a huge sandwich. Because if I can't sleep, I might as well eat. And this sandwich should certainly fill me up. But it wouldn't if I were really big. And it would never be enough if there were two of me. Then I'd need two sandwiches. And if there were three of me, then I'd need three sandwiches. And to figure out how much food I'd need, I'd use math.
Here at Hero Boy in New York City, Luigi counts on math every day to calculate how much stuff to stuff into his famous 6-foot Hero. This sandwich feeds 40 hungry people if Luigi adds up everything right. 1, 2, 20, 30. Oh, plus more stuff, and more, and more. But before Luigi can make a 6-foot sandwich, he needs a 6-foot roll to put it on. So he orders one from a special bakery called Trio's French Bakery. Now, the bakers at Trio's start by kneading a little dough. Then they turn the little dough into a lot of dough by putting it through the wringer. And here it comes, nice and flat, But wait, it still isn't big enough. So the baker stretches the dough, making it grow. He pats it down and prepares it to become a roll by folding up the sides. Then off the dough goes to get sprinkled with dozens, even hundreds of sesame seeds. Now, our extra large, extra long bread is ready to bake. Into the oven it goes. Mmm, imagine how great that much bread smells when it's baking. And now, here comes the biggest roll you've probably ever seen in your life. But is it exactly the right length?
6 foot.
All right, Luigi. But as everyone knows, a hero cannot live on bread alone. You have to put lots of stuff in it. At Hero Boy, they start with Swiss cheese. They put a chunk in the slicer and slice up a few slices. Well, maybe more than a few slices. In fact, they slice up to 12 pounds of Swiss cheese. And bumpity-bump, it all goes on the sandwich. Next, Luigi adds some ham. He figures out that 32 slices should just about do it. Now, a few lettuce leaves would be nice. And for a 6-foot hero, Luigi uses the whole head. And what's a hero without tomatoes? 1, 4, 20, 30, 50, 52 slices of tomatoes. And now, more meat. Meat, meat, meat. Meet the hero that's made of meat. You aren't going to believe how much meat and cheese goes on this sandwich. It gets 24 slices of prosciutto, 35 slices of mortadella, 44 of Genoa salami, 36 of provolone, and 40 slices of cooked salami. Then it's topped off with a few pounds of roasted peppers. This could make anyone hungry. Oh, Luigi is happy now. He puts the top back on and, mamma mia, that's one big sandwich. Now, thanks to math and more than a few cold cuts, 40 people will feast on this delicious 6-foot hero.
You know, some people think that bigger is better. And others say that the best things come in small packages. I believe that it's what's inside that counts, especially when it comes to books. Here are a few that you can size up, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, my name is Carmen Parra. Once upon a time, there were three bears, a big bear, a middle-sized bear, and a little baby bear. And they're all in this book, The Three Bears. This is a story that everyone knows, but it's told in a funny new way. All the words are written in the size of the bears. Big Bear has a big bowl. Baby Bear has a little bowl. The size is just right. Of course, Goldilocks is in the story. She tries every chair and every ball. Everything in the bear's house is just right for each bear. I'm the smallest kid in my class, but it's great because I could hide where no one could see me. No matter what size you are, you really love the three bears.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Moore, and here's a book called Mr. Tall and Mr. Small. And it's about two animals that spend most of their time arguing with each other. Mr. Tall and Mr. Small are as opposite as you can get. Giraffe is tall, and mouse is small. The pictures are great and colorful. They're funny, too. They show that even though the animals are different sizes, they still can do the same things. Giraffe eats from trees because he's so tall. Mouse eats seeds because he's so small. They tease each other about their size all the time.
argue. One day, their point of view changes. I don't want to tell you the end of this story, but I can tell you that Mr. Tall and Mr. Small do get along together. To find out how, read this book.
Hi, I'm Jesse Crusoe, and I just read an amazing book. It's called Zoom. This book is about perspective. Things look different based on where you are. Each picture keeps zooming out. We start with this red thing. Turn the page and you see it's a rooster. The rooster is outside a window, but it's on a game board. Or is it on the back of a magazine cover? It all depends on where you see it from. In Zoom, you'll never know where you're going to be next. Zoom out! I'd like to see more Zoom books written, but you should get this one, Four New Point of View.
Now, Tiger, I'm the big person, so the big bed is mine. Most of the time, we don't think about size, but in fact, we build our lives around it. And when we understand math, we can understand size and make it work for us every day of our lives. I'll see you next time. Good night, Tiger. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Hotel Animal, Story and Pictures by Keith Duquette, published by Viking, a division of Penguin Books USA. Mr. Tall and Mr. Small by Barbara Brenner, illustrations by Mike Sheenan, published by Henry Holt and Company. The Three Bears by Paul Galdone, published by Clarion Books, an imprint of Houghton Mifflin Company. Zoom by István Bunyai, published by Viking, a division of Penguin Books USA.